Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 216, the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. What up?
Well, it's Friday. Happy Friday to you, Skiri.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, David Brody. Now, you know, people are already clamoring.
We had a text message today on the show that said, will there be a live Brooklyn Boys this week?
There's never a live Brooklyn Boys.
I mean, there may be someday if we ever get back to a comedy club like we talked about. We may this summer, right. I think, is going to be the summer we do a live
Brooklyn Boys live.
So I wrote back. I said, no, what you mean is a new episode.
Right.
We're not doing a live
podcast. No, we don't do. And, you know, even if it's live, though, we could have live in front of a studio audience like those sitcoms. Live in front of, you know.
But it still wouldn't be posted
live. It wouldn't be live, meaning it wouldn't be happening live.
Except for the people there.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you what. I did a video podcast, because it was a one-off before. You're like, why don't you do a video podcast? I have a new friend. We have mutual friends, and we got hooked up. And his name is Christian Blatt, B-L-A-D-T. And he is, if you remember Dennis Miller, I think I talked about this, Dennis Miller, the comedian, yes. SNL. He does a podcast, and Christian is his producer for his morning show, for his podcast, for his radio show when he had one, for his podcast. And so Christian does a bunch of different podcasts, and I've been on them. So I told you I did a Moon Knight podcast, a Major League Baseball podcast, and this week I did a Doctor Strange and in the Multiverse of Madness podcast, a breakdown of the movie and a review, and so we the four of us bantered about that. So all of those links that I've mentioned previously are all on my Instagram page at David Brody. There's an all links or a my links link on my bio page. Click that and you'll see the links to all of these interviews. So those are live, and I'll tell you how I know they're live, because as we're recording them on Zoom, people are chiming in because it's live on YouTube.
Right.
So they're chiming in with questions.
Now it's almost like IG live, where you're staring into the camera and then all of a sudden comments start going up the screen and you could read things. And Twitch is like that, you know, for gamers and things. And, you know, maybe we should create a Twitch account and then do a Brooklyn Boys live on Twitch, and then we could get real time feedback, because that is the biggest thing that's missing. That's the piece of the puzzle that you don't get on a pre-recorded podcast. We could say, hey, send us your talkbacks and your voicemails all you, we want, your email. Yeah, but to be able to be talking about something in real time and respond in real time, like live radio does with phone calls in the morning, that would be next level. And it's the feedback loop is complete in real time. Yeah, that I'm is not, what's missing from a live podcast.
I'll tell you the difference with the video interview, the video podcast, is that Christian will look at a couple of comments and then select one or two and put them up on screen. As the other three people are talking, he'll look for a question and then they'll go up on the screen and then we'll all comment on the question.
Oh.
The difference with us is we're rolling and ranting and rolling, and we're going to stop and look at feedback and then interpret it and then reply. I'm not sure in real time if we can, it's going to ruin the flow of us.
Rolling.
Yeah, I think we talk too quickly for that. I do like the talkbacks that people have been leaving, and you said that this week's batch is phenomenal.
We got a lot of talkbacks. Yeah, you know.
So just so you know, Skiri checks the audio, the back end of that, and then he loads them into his $47 million equipment and then plays them live, well, not live, plays them for me live, and I hear them for the first time. Yeah. So I've only been told they're good.
We got a lot. And if you don't know what we're talking about, if you listen to this podcast on the iHeartRadio app, there's a little microphone in the corner there. Now, in the latest version, you have to update the app. You have to update the app first because it's
more.
Not there.
It's more in the middle. It's in the middle. Corner.
It's in the middle. It depends on if you're in an Android or an iPhone, I guess. But whatever it is, there's a picture of a microphone. Okay.
Yeah.
Click the microphone, and then you can talk back to us. And the in high quality stereo, as you'll hear, a lot of these are really they're sounding so nice. They sound better than Brody's microphone.
Yeah, it's by the way, it's a microphone icon. Skiri's coming off like your father. It's not a picture of a microphone. It's just an icon of a microphone.
An icon.
Don't go looking for a photograph of a microphone.
No, it's an icon.
Yeah,
right.
As am I. So go on.
You are an icon.
Yes.
So,
you said to Elvis today, oh, we're playing a classic Brody phone tap today. And I said, that's redundant. They're all classics.
They're all classics.
But today's was exceptional. If you have a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to go listen to the Elvis Duran On Demand channel for May 13th, the phone tap today, which I did, oh God, maybe 20 years ago.
Stellar.
We played a classic today. I was funny, but the guy, the older gentleman I called, he really makes the phone tap. There's one part, it's my favorite, I think, where I say something to him and he realizes I'm right. And he goes, yeah, see, so? I just love the way he says, see, so? It's just very funny. And I always remember that when I think of that phone tap, when he goes, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, see, so?
Yeah, so.
In other words, like, that's what I'm saying, right? You understand what I'm saying? He's like,
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Hey, we've had a very eventful week. I mean, since we last left you, I had a huge barbecue in Brooklyn with my family on Sunday for Mother's Day.
Your father cooked, right?
I feel like my father and my mother were in the best of their worlds. My mother being the person who was loving to be at home with the family, and my father loving to grill. And, you know, we got into a little bit of an argument about, and I spoke about it very quickly on the big show, about getting a good steak and then having to trim the fat off of it because he's afraid that when you throw a fatty a steak with what's called a fat cap, that's a big, thick, white piece of fat, like right there. They leave it on there so it cooks and all the juices flow in and it's part of the cooking experience and so the steak doesn't burn. It's a wonderful thing. And I was told by the butcher, hey, fat cap. This is leave it on here. And I said, wait,
was he saying that? Did he call you that?
I wanted him to trim it off. And by the way, they were going to gladly, but they weighed the damn thing first with the fat cap. And then they take the knife and trim the fat. I'm like, wait a second. That's like an extra fucking half a pound right there that I'm paying for. Why can't you trim the fat off first and then weigh the steak? They don't do that. They don't do that wherever you go, by the way. That's a little scamboni.
Yeah.
A little scamboni. You're not going to eat. But they kept telling me, well, you're asking us to take away a piece of what should be the entire steak as a whole has the fat cap. And you need that on there. And that we sell it that way because it's meant to be cooked that way. Well, when my father, Tony, got a hold of that thing, It all like World War III broke out in my house. He's like, Anthony! He goes, what the fuck? You're buying me a steak with this freaking fat on it? Do you know what's going to happen? When this steak hits the grill, it's going to cause all kinds of flames.
Yeah,
there's going to be a fucking grease fire everywhere. Like going nuts.
Well, you know, your father's like, he speaks like the kids do these days. When it comes to his steaks, Gary,
it's fine.
No cap.
No cap. Exactly. Well, needless to say, I left the fat cap on. My father took it. It did not hit the grill with the fat cap. He literally sliced all the layer of fat off, trimming it as much as possible, turning it into, I guess, which turned out, oh, I wonder why this steak is so chewy. This was after we cooked it. I'm like, I'll tell you why. Because you took the fucking fat cap off. That's why it's so chewy. So, yeah, that was the end of that. That was my Mother's Day. What about you?
Hold on. You put up a picture of your mother and father from the 70s.
Yeah.
And Garrett, our coworker, apparently has the hots for your 1970s mom.
Yeah, but that's 19. I'm okay with that because it's black and white picture 1972 mom who's 24 years old, and he says
so he's in love with a fantasy. He's in love with an image, not the reality. Your mother's.
Right, but if he was and lived during that time, 24-year-old Roseanne, I get it. She was a hottie at that time, right? So not that she's not hot now, it's just she's 75. She's, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, you just gave your mother's age out on the podcast. That's not cool at all.
She's in her mid-70s. My mother looks great for her age. But my point being is, I don't want Garrett to be, if he would have been like, oh, I'd hit that. Like now, I mean, that deserves a punch in the fucking face. But
he said he'd hit your mom in 1970.
But
I get
that's
it.
That's time travel. So to me, it's they're two different entities.
Right, that person doesn't exist anymore.
And I don't think it's like Back to the Future, Marty, and all the picture and the people fading back into the. That's old school mom. That's mom 1950, 1972, 24 years old. It's a different era of Skeery's mom has got it going on.
Yeah. By the way, I was in my. My backup car that my kids drive that doesn't have the ability to back up the radio. And so another, I don't know what they were talking about, but another newscaster said, oh, they went back to the future. And they went to the past. They keep making that mistake. Back to the future doesn't mean time travel. It does, but it means you were in the past and you have to get back to the present, which is your future if you're in the past. But they keep saying like, oh, yeah, he went back to the future like 1970. I'm like, no.
No.
He went to the past,
right.
Then went back to the future, which is the present.
Oh, why is my phone ringing?
Why is your phone from 1970 going off? Is your mom calling?
I've got a 1970s ring on there on purpose.
Yeah, because it reminds you of your hot mom.
No, it's ironic.
That's coincidence.
No, it's ironic because it's a device from 2022. And the phone ring is 1970s. I feel like I was saying
it's coincidence that we were talking about your mom from the 70s and then the phone rang from the 70s.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That part's coincidence. I didn't know what you were referring to.
Gotcha. Well, so that's how I spent my Mother's Day. You had a little bit of a snafu on Mother's Day.
I had a bit of a snafu. So my wife sent me an email, about 3 weeks ago and said, hey, I made dinner reservations at Morton's Steakhouse. Right.
Yep.
She's like, because she said she wanted to handle the reservation this year. She's like, I'm going to make the reservation. You don't have to stress about it.
But it wasn't Father's Day. It was Mother's Day. Your mom
wanted it.
She wanted steak.
My mom?
No, your wife. Your wife wanted steak?
No, my daughter wanted steak. And so.
But she's not a mom. Your mom, your daughter, your wife
listen,
is your mom.
Listen to me.
Mom.
Listen to me. My wife and I love Morton's.
Oh,
and
okay.
When you're bringing one of my kids was in town. And so she likes steak, and to make everybody happy, we were like, oh, let's go to Morton's. So my wife happened to call Morton's to see if there was a reservation available maybe a month ago, and there was. So she's like, I made the appointment. She was calling about something else, a burger. Anyway, so she made the reservation, and she emailed me. I was like, great, okay. She's like, listen, on Mother's Day, your daughter and I are going, we're going to get our nails done, and we're going to run some errands, and we're going to be near the restaurant, so meet us there.
Mm.
Oh, it's okay. No problem. So I don't know, about a week or two later, I'm like, oh, you know what? I better put a reminder in my phone. So I put in dinner at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in start laying out. So the night before I put in a reminder, lay out your clothes, which I did, that I wanted to wear. And then I put in a reminder at 3 o'clock on Mother's Day because now I'm home alone in the house, right? Everyone's out of the house running around. I said, you know, lay out my, at 3 o'clock, make sure nothing's wrinkled, you know, steam whatever you have to. So I'm like, I'm going to be early, because last year for my daughter's, my other daughter's birthday in May of last year, we went to Morton's and there was road construction and I was 20 minutes late. So I said, don't worry, I won't be late. I'm going to get there early. Don't worry. So it's now, I want to get there at 20 to 5 to be nice and early. I'm going to be there 20 minutes early, sit in the parking lot, you know, go on my phone, you know, wait outside the restaurant. I want to get there first. So my whole life is planned around getting there at 20 to 5. So I have to leave my house at around 4:15.
Yeah, you know the timing. You know the vibes.
Because I already put it in my navigation system, so I wouldn't be late. Like, I got everything. I did everything. So I get in the car. I want to say I get in the car 4:05, maybe?
Yeah.
At 4:10, my phone vibrates, and I'm you know, looking at it. I just left the house. And it's a text from my daughter, and it says, where are you?
What happened?
It's 4:10. So I go,
huh.
You're
missing something?
Yeah. So I go, oh, I said, are you there already? And she says, yeah, where are you? So I said, she goes, dinner was at 4.
Ooh.
So I didn't remember the email, and in my head, I was like, oh, dinner, I know dinner was early, and we usually eat dinner at 6, so it's 5. So I drive like a maniac now, because I'm already 10 minutes and counting late.
Ugh.
So there's construction, my nav doesn't account for the construction, I missed the exit from one parkway to the other, and now I don't get there till 5 o'clock, so at like 4:40, my wife texts me and says, I ordered your steak and your appetizer that you like. And so when I get there, they've been there an hour, my food's in front of me, they're waiting with their food. So I messed up big time, and my intention was to do everything right.
Wow, it sounds like you owe your wife and daughter free dessert.
Well, yeah.
Because you were late.
Well, so then we had an awkward moment, not with me and my family. So my wife had purchased, they ran a special. If you buy a $200 gift card,
okay,
you get a $50 gift card free.
So pretty much 25% off.
No, you can't use the 50 the same day. But we go there again. So she went ahead in advance and bought the $200 gift card. And then because she's a club member, she had a lot of points. So when the check came, I'm like, oh, I'll take care of the check. She's like, no, I already got a gift card. You know,
by the way, less than 25%, because you have to go up to 300 and then that's, think 20%, 20% discount. Got to continue. Sorry.
Okay. It's a 25%. No, $50 is 25% of 200.
Right.
You got a $25 bonus, 25% bonus.
Yeah.
I got a $50 gift. My wife got a $50 gift card bonus. Anyway, so we give the gift card and we give her rewards card.
Yep.
And the guy comes back and he says, oh, you still have a lot of money left on your rewards card. You already covered the whole check. So there's no option to leave a tip because he never ran a credit card.
Ah, that's where the Diet Coke No Ice comes in to go.
Yeah.
You ring up on the credit card just to say you did.
Or they ring you up for 10 cents. Just right. So
just whatever it is. Yep. And then, you can tip off of that and just give the giant tip.
Okay. So I said to the guy, well, listen, I want to put a gratuity on the card, on my credit card.
Yeah.
But there's no place to do that. Do you have to like ring up a soda or 10 cents or something?
I've always wondered why, by the way, that, you know, because I've tried the same thing in a lot of places. But I wonder why some of these places don't accommodate it.
I'll tell you why. Because they don't want people stealing from their customers and just ringing up $100.
No, well, why can't they have a ring that says 00 so they could print a receipt and you could tip off of that? Like,
okay, some places don't have that in the system, but they did. So my point was, the waiter says, oh, no, I can just ring up the tip separately. You just tell me the amount of the tip and I'll go ring it up.
Or you could Venmo the guy.
Scary. Stop. So I said, all right, give me a minute. Let me talk to my wife. So my wife and I agree on an amount. But you know, like when you leave a tip, you just write it and leave the restaurant fast?
Yes.
You know, so I have to like tell the guy, this is how much I'm giving you. And then he has to go ring it up. It was just the most awkward thing. It's like, I'm just going to make up a number. Hi, I'm giving you $40. And I didn't know if he was going to like, really, $40? I didn't know if he'd make a face or like, oh, $40.
Wait a second. If you're a good tipper, you should never be embarrassed.
Skier, I don't know if he's, it's Mother's Day. I don't know if people are tipping 30%. I don't know if they're tipping like, I don't know what the vibe was.
The vibe is always 20% plus, 25% okay. For great service.
Hold on. That, first of all, the vibe is 15%. You can give more if you want.
15%?
That's standard. Standard is 15%. What? That's a 20%. Everyone in America. Yeah, that's you, bougie boy.
No. No, bullshit, Brody. When you scary. The amount on a scary. Restaurant bill, you should tip 20% minimum. 20%.
Okay. I'm not telling you what I tip. I'm saying the American standard is minimum 15%. People give 10% if they didn't like their service. 15 if it was fine. I gave 22%. Oh, it was 23%, something like that. I tipped it. I give 20% because I've worked in restaurants.
So don't be tip shy then. You should be proud of that.
I was, but I just didn't know if the, how often do you go put the tip in this amount to his face and then walk, like he walks away. It was just awkward. Don't you think it's awkward?
No, not at all. This happens to me all the time.
Because you throw money at the guy. You're like, here's $150.
No, we always, me and my friends, we're very.
Who?
My friends and I, you dick.
I know.
We always. We always are pretty forthright about tips. We let them see what we're giving them because we're not embarrassed by them. And
you think it's awkward?
You think that it has to be a closed book and then you walk out and let them see it after. It's like surprise Christmas morning. What did I get?
Now if I give a big tip, like a real big tip, like if the service was amazing, I'll make sure we talk for a while so he can come back, he or she can come back and go, hey, thank you very much. You know, but this was awkward. See, when you go in a group, like if you do like a group thing and like you give the guy $200 because there's 30 of you at the table,
right?
They don't know who was cheap, who wasn't. They don't know whose idea it was to give that amount. When you're the guy at the table on Mother's Day and it's assumed you're paying, and I'm giving him my credit card and it's only covering the tip, it's all on me, baby. It's all on David Brody.
Well, listen, I have to go uncover the tip because I got to take a piss. So we'll be right back, okay?
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today
at purdueglobal.edu.
Did you wash your hands?
No. In fact, my grubby little fingers are all over the faders of my $2,576 piece of equipment.
Is that what you? Oh, is that what you call your penis?
Exactly.
Can we go over some text messages we got this week? Because
we got a lot of stuff.
I want to do some text messages. I know you have a lot of audio. So we were doing a game, a sound game, and we played Hakuna Matata.
Matata.
And the game, I think Gandhi came up with the game, and I think the question was, name the song and the movie it's from, right? Mm-hmm. And so we said, or the contestant said, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. And somebody texted in, that's not Lion King, !! It Jungle Book.
It.
Yeah.
It Jungle Book? So it's Jungle Book. No, but it's not. It's not.
It's The Lion King.
It's The Lion King.
Jungle Book was 20 years at least before Lion King.
Correct.
And they're thinking of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. A wimbo up, a wimbo up, a wimbo up.
Right.
I think that's Jungle Book. If it's not, it's not really the point of this bit, if it's not. The point was, rule number one about correcting people, be correct.
Be right. Be correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So then it was May 5th. Now, May 4th is Star Wars Day, as in May the 4th be with you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then it was May 5th. Someone texted in. It's also, today is Star Wars Day, Episode 2, Revenge of the Fifth.
Revenge of the Fifth. Yeah, right. I've heard of that, Revenge of the Fifth. I've heard that.
Okay, except for a few things. I said, first of all.
It's Episode 2.
Episode 2 was Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones, right.
Episode 3 was Revenge of the Sith. But the actual holiday you're talking about
is Revenge of the Sixth.
Revenge of the Sixth. I said that would mean tomorrow is Episode 3, and it's not. And it would be right.
Right.
It's Revenge of the Sith. And so so then he wrote back, no, he said, then tomorrow is Episode 3, Rise of the Sixth. It's not Rise of the Sixth.
All kinds of wrong.
I said originally Return of the Jedi was Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That's maybe what you're thinking of. So then he wrote back. So I said, no, you're wrong. The original title, Episode 3, was Revenge of the Jedi. They changed it to Return of the Jedi.
Oh my God.
And then then he goes, oh, you're right. My mistake.
Now
it was just, you know, this kid for a lifetime has been saying that it's Revenge of the Fifth, Episode 2, Revenge of the Fifth. Everything's wrong there.
So speaking of movies,
all right.
Our friend Garrett from the Big Show, he somehow found a way to get an advanced screening of.
Oh, are you
Top
are you
Gun,
jumping off my text messages?
Top Gun 2.
Because I was still reading. Text messages.
This is a text message.
I know, but I was saving that one for last. But we'll do yours next. Go ahead.
Oh, wait a second. So you know about this text, obviously, because we spoke about it.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, and I said
gonna
something
to the kid. You're gonna have a chance to respond, okay? But when I saw the text, I laughed so hard, and we captured the text, and we talked about it on the 15-minute morning show podcast.
You have the words because I have the verbiage. If you want to read the verbiage.
Yeah. Well, it basically said.
No, I'll tell you what it said. I went to the movie because Garrett hosted Top Gun 2, right? Maverick, not Top Gun 2, Top Gun Maverick, and it was excellent. So he worked with a PR firm, got the whole theater. So it was everyone he knew. So anyone that was there was someone that Garrett knew. So the text message came in and said, I went to the movies Monday night with Garrett, was great. Danielle is my hero, and Brody cut me in line.
Right. Apparently, they were giving out free popcorn. Okay.
That's not what happened. They were giving out free popcorn and soda in the theater. There were tables set up.
But you
in
found
the back of the theater.
Okay. You found yourself at the concession stand, and somehow you cut in front of this person.
Well, this is what the person texted. So I wrote back what really happened. Here's what really happened. Mm-hmm. Because the guy's making me look bad. He's saying like Brody cut me in line, like I'm some kind of animal, some kind of gavone. So here's what happened. My friend Jeff, who went to the movies with me. As my guest, as Garrett's guest, he was my guest of Garrett, right? Garrett said, bring somebody. So my friend Jeff, we didn't eat before the movies. So he was online, and there was one concession stand open. It wasn't like the long counter at the movie theater where it's like the width of the movie theater. This was like a sub counter with two cash registers already in the theater area. Like if you were hungry, you wanted to order like cooked food. You know, some places come around with a menu. This place, you go up to the little counter and they bring it to your seat. So he was online. He was second in line. The first person was ordering their food. So I saw him online and I went up and talked to him. Hey, what are you getting? oh, I may get the chicken fingers, and I'm looking at the menu, and everything there at the movie theater started at 1,100 calories and went to like 6,000 calories. It was just all just, I wasn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't ordering anything. So he says, yeah, I'm going to get the chicken fingers. So he walks up to the register to go order his food, and I stand, I don't know, 5 feet behind him, and there's a line of people with a stanchion pole. They're all lined up, right? And the woman opens up a second register and says, I'll take the next person. And the guy in the blue shirt and the baseball cap who's next in line, and granted, I'm off to the side now. He doesn't hear the woman. So I say to him, I think they're calling you. He says, well, you were next in line. I said, no, I'm not online. I'm not ordering anything.
I see.
Go right ahead. So I don't know where he gets the I cut him off thing. So I text him back. Hey, man, I didn't order any food at the concession stand. I know who you are. You're the dude in the hat and the blue shirt. And I didn't cut you. I wasn't even online. And then I told you the other register was open. He wrote back, yeah, I was just fucking with you, trying to get attention.
And by the way, we see that a lot, you know, where people twist the stories.
Yeah, don't make me look bad to get attention. I see all the text messages.
But
people do.
People, yeah, but and people love to embellish or twist the truth a little bit or a lot. You know, I guess, you know, but in you don't want to do that at the expense of making someone look bad.
Right. You want to tell a story about your friend and embellish the story and go, yeah, my friend was
banging. Brody does that on his own, you know.
Yeah.
Make himself look bad.
I'm a lot of things, but anyone who knows me knows I'm one of the most polite. I thank everyone for holding the door for me.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, you're welcome.
You don't help. You don't.
What? What don't I do?
No, say... You don't need help making yourself look bad in situations.
Right, thank you. I always give the wave. If somebody lets my car in, I give the wave.
Right.
Okay, so the next text I mentioned I want to talk about. We were talking about the names of your Wi-Fi. Funny names of Wi-Fi that you've seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like somebody, I saw a Wi-Fi once that said, stop using my free Wi-Fi, motherfucker. That's what it was, something like that.
That's direct.
Right. So it's like funny Wi-Fi names. So we must have gotten 25 text messages of people thinking that they invented this. It's the funniest thing ever. Or they saw it and they can't believe it's the Wi-Fi that's called FBI surveillance van was funny 10 years ago.
Right. And by the way, spoiler, there's thousands of lists online when you Google funny Wi-Fi names, and it's all the same list. BuzzFeed did a very popular one.
Yeah, and FBI surveillance van is always... no FBI surveillance van would actually call themselves FBI surveillance van. And people are like, oh my God, my mother freaked out when she saw that. That may be true. But the people that were like, oh, I named mine... Okay. Move on.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody texted... We were playing Match Game...
Match game, make me a match.
It's make me a match, find me a fine, catch me a catch. What movie is that from?
That's Fiddler on the Roof.
That's right. Yeah. So we're playing Match Game. Now, Match Game is based, we play a version that usually I write the questions for, that it's from a 1970s and 80s, 90s, every decade they bring it back. An all-time classic game show. All-time classic.
Yes.
Somebody texted in, oh, I love the Match Game you played. You guys should make it a board game for real or something. They thought it was just some game we made up. And I wanted to take credit, but like, yep, we made the game. But Match Game is like Price is Right. It's almost Price is Right level of game. Like Password, Pyramid, Family Feud.
There's a handful of games that were invented years and years and years ago.
Match
and
they've had many different one of those
iterations and many different hosts. So the Match Game is one of them.
And then, you know, songs that people don't know the name of because the chorus says something else or the memorable part of the song has other words.
Yeah.
And so they think that's the name of the song.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. The song God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, a lot of people think it's Proud to Be an American.
Yes.
It's not. It's a Proud to Be an American, but the song
is... The title is not the hook, because the hook is the catchy part everyone knows, so people always will point to the hook as the title of the song, when a lot of times that's not the case.
Right, so we had this problem. where we were trying to come up with a song that Andrew couldn't remember the song, and people were humming it, and then we had listeners humming songs into the talkback, and we were playing clips, and one of the songs we played sounded like Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
But every text message was, oh, it's the banana song. It's Banana by Gwen Stefani. It's Banana.
The shit is bananas.
Right. Well, someone said that. It's the shit is bananas song. Which is because she goes, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. The right. Shit is bananas. So I just wanted to, at this point in time on our podcast, point out the song is Holla Back Girl. Because the other part of the song is, I ain't no Holla Back Girl. That's the name of the song. So when you say the banana song, yeah, I figured it out. But you should know it's called Holla Back Girl. That's all.
Okay. What other texts we have? Anything else?
No, that's all the ones I cared to bring about. Although I did get an email that I wanted to let the slices know how people try to trick you when they. So there's a lot of PR firms that want to book guests on the show. Yeah. And so they'll email me or Skiri or Nate. Now, Nate does all the guest booking, but I'm listed as an executive producer. And many years ago, before Nate came
back
around,
back in my day,
I was part of the team that booked the guests. I don't have to do that anymore. Thankfully, Nate does it. But I used to book the guests. And since I'm an executive producer, and Scary's an executive producer, when people Google the show, sometimes our names come up. Or we're on old mailing lists. So I always get people who want to like book guests, and I say, no, you got to contact Nate. But this person sent me an email on Monday.
Send me an email.
Yes.
Send me an email.
And it was
right
like, hey,
now.
Do you want to have this person on? And between you and me, Scary, and the slices, it was no one we would ever have on.
Okay.
And so then they, on Wednesday, because I hadn't had a chance to get back to them, they wrote, hi there, just wanted to follow up, on the below and continue the chat.
First of all, there was never a chat. Secondly, you pointed them to Nate's direction, so they don't read their own email and their response.
I hadn't written back to them yet because it was 2 days later. I hadn't written back. But they wrote like, oh, I want to continue our chat.
Oh, the one-sided, I'm talking to myself chat?
Yeah, to make it seem like, you know, we were working on it. I just want to finish working on it. We get that a lot. Like, oh, you were saying you were interested. I wanted to follow up on your interest.
It's almost like they have their it's kind of pre-written for them. They just hit a button and it just goes.
Right. Email too. Right. And sometimes it'll say, hey, Brody, because they'll email that. But a lot of times it's like, hey, how are you? We haven't spoken in such a long time. Wanted to catch up and talk to you about having blah, blah, blah on the show. You know, it's a form email. You don't even know my name in it.
Or if they have your name written in a different font than the rest of the email.
Yes. When they paste it in the name. it's so obvious. I have a bunch of scams I want to talk about later. I've been getting phone scams and email scams. We'll get to those, but I wanted to just talk about the PR firm scam.
Yeah, that is definitely one. Now, next, coming up after this, we got to go through some of these talkbacks and voicemails from the FU Abe 77 hotline. Is that cool?
Oh, did David call?
I don't know. We're going to...
Asian Dave? Did Asian Dave call?
No.
Well, he may have.
I'm going to find out.
All right, because Asian Dave promised he was going to leave me a voicemail.
Okay.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You can always call us at 218-FU-ABE-77.
Oh, you got it right. Did you memorize it?
That's
finally? Did you write it down?
218. How do you transcribe it?
You know what? If you can't figure out FU-ABE-77 on your phone, we can't help you.
Just type the letters, hit the letters, and then they transcribe to numbers. Anyway, yeah. You can leave us a voicemail there. We have a couple of those I wanted to get to, and then we have some talkbacks, which we told you at the beginning of this podcast.
Not hollabacks.
Not hollaback.
You know, the banana song.
That. Shit is bananas. So here we go. Here's one. Area code 484.
Hey, guys. Justin, truck driver from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to call. I started from episode 0 about 7 months ago. Caught up today. I'm pretty pissed. Don't know what I'm going to listen to for 9 hours a day in the cab. But I wanted to call. Brody and Scary. It's the only right way because it's the best way.
Props.
Can't believe Brody still hasn't gotten a steak dinner. And then Scary, you've got the balls to promise them fucking an espresso martini. So on that note, I want a new jingle. Brody's espresso martini update. See you, boys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My fan club coming through for me.
I love that you played that one first. Even better.
Area code 763.
Okay.
Hey, this is Danny from Twitter. How's everybody doing? Brody and Scary. The correct pronunciation of my middle name is Wynn, but Wynn is close enough, and I don't know why it caused so much drama, but Scary, can I get some free merch? Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, play that again. Okay, so I have to set this up.
I'm going to give you some free merch.
Okay, let me...
At Brody's expense.
He's being facetious.
No, he wants free merch, because he knows it's going to get your dander up, because Brody doesn't give away shit for free.
That's right. So David, whose last name is spelled Nguyen, N-G-Y-U-E-N,
yeah,
I believe. And so last week, I said, I think it's Nguyen, because he had tweeted at me. And then he tweeted at me and said, hey, you can just call me Wynn. Just pronounce it Wynn. Now, when people say, just pronounce it Wynn, that says to me, it's probably much harder to say it the right way.
Right.
So, or maybe it's, you know, because he's Asian, it might be like a different language. And it's like, Americans may have a hard time pronouncing it. So he's like, just say Wynn, it's easier. So I said, no, I would like to show you respect and at least attempt to say it in the way you say it. Like Charlize Theron, right? When you interview Charlize Theron, for years people called her Charlize Theron. But when you ask her in an interview, she'll say, well, my name is pronounced a little more difficult. You have to roll the R a certain way because she's from South Africa.
Right, so she just gave up. She said, whatever you want to say.
She said, just call it me Theron. But the guy says, no, how do you pronounce your name? And so her real name is like Charlize Theron.
Theron.
No, it's not Spanish, but it's like Theron. It's difficult. Like I can't say it because I didn't grow up with that language and that accent. So I can't say it. So she just tells people, just call me Charlize Theron. So I didn't want David to feel like he couldn't at least tell me.
All right.
So then a couple of our slices, I'm not going to call them out because they're some of our favorite slices. We're like, no, he said, call him Wynn. It's pronounced Wynn. I go, listen, guys, can you let him tell me how to pronounce his name? Like, I appreciate you other non-Asian people trying to help me out here, but I really want to hear the Asian guy tell me how he pronounces his name from wherever he normally announced, you know, from whatever language it's the derivation of it is from, you know, whatever it is. So I said, do me a favor, David. Thank you, everyone else. But could you please leave a voicemail with how to pronounce Nguyen or Win? So play it one more time, and let's see.
Oh, if that we can was say the guy. That was him.
Let's see if we can say it the way he says it, because he went by David. In all fairness, he went by really fast.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, this is Danny from Twitter.
Danny.
How is everybody doing? Brody and Siri. The correct pronunciation of my middle name is Woop, but Win is close enough.
Whoop.
Was it like Whoop, there it is? Whoop. I don't know what he said.
There it is. I don't know. That's the phone line. So all right, we got to move through these.
Sorry, Danny. I called you David. Sorry, Danny.
All right, area code 786. What do you have to say for yourself on the FUD 877 hotline?
Hello, Mr. Brody. This is Mark. With Houlihan's, I was terminated due to giving away too many gift certificate coupons that were expired.
Obviously speaking to Brody's problem from last week.
A couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks back, yeah. So there you go. He got fired. I love the humor. Now some talkbacks that if you were listening on iHeartRadio, this is what you sent us.
Hey, Brody and Scary, it's Monster Donut Pants. I wanted to comment about Greg T's rant about Scary's sweater at the restaurant. I highly doubt that the people running the place or who work there with a busy restaurant going on are thinking about, oh, poor Greg T, he has to be friends with Scary and his awful sweater. I highly doubt they cared.
Thanks. First of all, it's not an ugly sweater. Thank you there, Monster Pants.
Monster Donut Pants. She was referencing that. First of all, she was saying that the sweater that Greg T called your ugly sweater.
Right. He called it an ugly sweater. He went on a crazy rant about it. So, and she is right. The restaurant wasn't thinking, oh, shit. Right. I can't be friends. I can't be seen with Greg T anymore because Scary's wearing an ugly sweater. One has nothing to do with the other.
Right. Are we allowed to talk about the note Greg T left at his radio station?
No.
No?
So I just heard the story about Scary's girlfriend's friend, her pills being thrown on the ground. And I can't believe that, Scary, you acted like nothing, it wasn't even a big deal. If that had happened to me, there would have been serious problems.
Yeah.
I'm with Brody. I can't even get past the fact that he took the pills out of her bag and threw them on the ground.
Yeah. He thought that my friend was peddling drugs at the club. So he said, either take your meds now if they're prescribed, or that's it. And then she's like, I can't. I'm drinking. Can't take them now. So then he stepped on them to make sure that, and he crushed them. Now, I didn't see that until after we got in, and I made that clear last week. Otherwise, they would have been hell to pay. And I looked at her and I said, are you okay? And she goes, I'm totally fine. Let's move past it because I have more stuff at home. And I know that gets Brody, you could fry an egg on his head after.
I'm so angry.
I know.
First of all, those pills cost money. Second of all, what if she was someone who have an EpiPen, like the equivalent of an EpiPen, where you could die if you don't take your pill right away.
Yeah.
Like people with heart medication sometimes have to, like, you ever see movies where like the guy has the heart problem?
Well, she didn't put up.
And then the person kills them by taking the medicine and like, give me my pill.
Yes. Yeah, of course. No, she didn't put up a stink, which probably meant that it wasn't that important.
Well, they didn't take a deodorant away. That's good.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary. I say Scary takes Brody out to the butcher block, and in the middle, Brody uses a bathroom and then walks out with the butcher knife. That way, Scary is on the hook for $500 plus a steak, and that's called getting screwed for not giving him a steak for over 20 years.
Interest.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because if you steal those specific steak knives from that place, they'll put $500 on your bill. We spoke about that last week.
By the way, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Is it 4 years ago today we started this podcast?
No, this month, I don't know the exact date, but the month of May is the 10-year anniversary from me doing the favor that you promised me the steak dinner.
Oh, it's 10-year anniversary?
2012, baby.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to buy you a $10 steak.
Play the next clip.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Menachem here. I just finished episode 215. I heard the guy using the talkback feature to say that he doesn't like change. He agrees with Scary. Well, I agree with Brody.
Of course you do. You're trying.
And Scary. I don't like the change. Whoa. But when I do have change, I leave it in my pocket, and at the end of the day, I put it in a 5-gallon jar. The last time my family finished a 5-gallon bucket that was 3/4 full, it was about like $5,500 to $6,000 saved up. So
there.
Yeah. So suck it and watch the comments there, pal.
What? Well, he's tried. Of course, he's going to favor you. That's what people do. They vote on their ethnicity.
I thought you were tribing because he likes change.
No, he's tribing because you're tribe too. You're both Jewish. Right. So of course, he's going to.
Do you still pick your doctors because they're Italian?
But of course I do. Yeah. But who doesn't do that? So actually, he did. Let me clarify. Menachem, I was on that side of the coin too. No pun intended, by the way. I actually felt the same way. He doesn't leave change. He just, right? So you kind of agree with both of us in a weird way. I don't know.
Because you don't take the change. And you go play the next club.
Whatever.
Menachem!
Hey, Scary. Aaron from Orlando, Florida here. You are 100% right on the restaurant thing. That's complete BS.
Yep.
You didn't ask the restaurant to move around the table.
That's right.
You didn't ask them to do anything outrageous.
Damn straight.
You just wanted to be sitting near each other. That's not a crazy request.
It's not.
So, all in all, you were correct. Aaron, out.
Aaron's out.
Aaron out.
Scary, you're on a fucking roll in this episode. You got me cracking the fuck up.
I guess that was because I was reading the Greg T. rant, text message rant to me about wearing an ugly sweater at Butcher's Block.
Oh, okay.
Scary and Brody, even is not even. Sermon, I'm a UPS driver up here upstate New York in Kingston. Shout out to my guys from the 294.
What up?
I love you guys. And wish I could hear Brody on the big show more. Later.
Right. How do you respond to that one?
I take it as a compliment. That you'd like to hear more of me on the Elvis Duran Morning Show. There's nothing else I could say. I appreciate
he'd
it.
He'd like to hear some more of himself, too.
Brooklyn boys, Jamaican Rasta bacon in the house. Yeah, yo, Brody, thanks for telling us to update the damn app, because I was looking for this microphone and couldn't find it until I heard you said in 214, update the app. I just did. It's Sunday, May the 8th, and I'm listening to you guys while I paint a door. Ooh. I'm sitting in front of Home Depot. Enough love and respect. Jamaica Rasta bacon in the house. Scary, my boy. Big up.
Big up. Thank you.
So I, you know how people say like,
big ups.
You know, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah.
When he was talking, I was so interested by his accent.
Yeah.
I was thinking about like, I could watch paint dry if he described it. And he says, I'm going to be painting today.
We're painting a door.
What a great, just it all, well, he could say anything. I'd be like, that sounds great.
I like that guy. Very compelling voice.
Yeah, he could say that like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet for 3 hours. We're like, oh, that's awesome.
That's a great thought. You know what? Yeah, he speaks with conviction and we love it. All right, a couple more of these.
Just want to let Monster Donut Pants know that when you use those printed envelopes, that's what they target, because then they know you have something hiding. Yes. Again, Jamaican Rasta bacon. Check, check.
So that was also in from...
We were talking money in envelopes,
and Monster Donut Pants said, no, don't do that because they'll steal it. He's trying to say only if it looks legit. If it looks like a janky fucking card that's unofficial, they're not going to go fishing through your email. I mean, through your snail. Mm. Right? Would you agree? All right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. How about, we're coming to the end, I believe. Like one or two more of these.
By the way, props to Scary Jones today, because you started this segment off with two very big Brody Scary leaning on the Brody voicemails. And the two that loved you, you played them like sixth and seventh. So either you're bad at organizing or you were humble.
I don't play them in any specific order. I really don't. I'm trying to scroll through the pages and see what's what. All right. So that's it. That's all we got for that. All right. We can move on now.
Can we?
Now, yeah, we could. I think we should move on to unused jokes.
Oh, I have those. Okay, so I have my slips of paper here. I did want so this wasn't a joke. I tried to point it out to Elvis because Nate had a double negative, but I wanted to read a double negative that Trisha sent in, Miss Trish 83.
Should I give you the music?
No, this isn't. Grammar police. I'll take a grammar police.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But yes. I have other. Give me grammar police. That's fine.
Grammar police. We haven't played the grammar police jingle in a while. People are like, where are your jingles? I'm like, well they're right here.
Go ahead.
Grammar police. Grammar police.
police. The grammar police are here. Grammar police. To protect and serve. Serve you with a sentence. That is it's grammatically correct.
Yes, it's correct. Correct and serve.
Correct and serve.
And you can get our Brooklyn Boys official Grammar Police t-shirt.
Yes,
where,
can.
Scary?
At brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklyn Boys. Whoa. You don't do the that's.
You can say it step, in unison.
Step back.
Step
that's
away.
Brooklyn Boys.
Step away from the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to start off by something that happened today on the show. It's a very big difference. You can Google the difference if you want. But the country right now that's at war with Russia is Ukraine.
Ukraine. It's not
the Ukraine. Ukraine. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what the difference is. The Ukraine is what Russia called it when it wasn't its own country. It was a region called the Ukraine, like the Bronx, right?
Right.
Oh, over there, that's the Ukraine area. Now that they're their own country, they're just Ukraine. And to call them the Ukraine is offensive to people from Ukraine.
Right.
It's like insinuating that they're not their own independent country, which is what the whole war is about right now.
Correct.
Just me trying to be helpful. All right.
Yep.
So we got this from Trish. She sent in, someone on Facebook wrote, does anyone have any info on the novel Because of Winn-Dixie? I guess it's a book called Because of Winn-Dixie. I never heard of it, but somebody asked the question. And this teacher replied, I've taught this book for years and it never fails to disappoint.
It never
fails.
She
meant to say it never disappoints.
It never disappoints.
Or she could say it never fails to entertain.
It never fails to entertain, right.
But she said it never fails to disappoint, which means it always disappoints.
She needed to use the antonym, not the synonym.
She double negative. So today,
okay.
I didn't bring it up. I wanted Elvis to point it out. He did not. And this is from someone who speaks very well. It's just a slip of the tongue, but I'm going to point it out. Nate was talking about something, a book he read or something, and he said, that will never not get old.
Oh, no, that'll never get old.
Right.
That's it.
But if it never not gets old, then it means it always gets old.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
Okay, unused jokes. You ready?
I am ready for some unused
now,
jokes.
Now, do you want them with no setup and just give you the punchlines, or should I?
No, well, we always need the setup. Setup makes it funnier.
I'll tell you what I'm going to try. I'm going to just do the punchlines, and then I'll go back and explain them. So, punchline number one.
We never do it this way. This is wrong.
I know. I'm going to try it this way. We used to just read the punchlines when this segment started 4 years ago. The bride cuts the groom. Goldilocks in the three chairs. And I got followed by a twink.
All right, we'll be back after this.
That
doesn't have much of a ring.
So
I need to set up.
We were talking about somebody crazy at a wedding. What were we talking about? About a crazy wedding where the bride went nuts.
Yes.
But right, with something to do with like the bride was a criminal or something, and I wrote the bride cuts the groom because the bride cuts the cake, the bride cuts the cake.
Yes.
So I wrote the bride cuts the groom. Elvis did not do that joke.
Very funny.
And then I had this as an unused joke, but it got used like 20 minutes later by Danielle. But Elvis came in this morning and complained, rightfully so, that somebody used his headphones and stretched them out. You know, like your headphones expand; they slide wider, and you can make the bigger head, smaller head. So someone messed with his headphones, and then someone messed with his chair. His armrests were moved. They go up and down. The seat was up and down.
Took responsibility for that. I definitely sat in his chair, and I definitely adjusted some shit.
But the first 10 minutes of the show, when we weren't on the air, like during his song, he's like, this chair's too soft. This chair's too high. These armrests are too low. So I said, it sounds like Goldilocks in the three chairs. But he didn't do that. Right, okay. And the last thing was, Scary was all... Now, okay, so you know, Elvis is gay. That's established. And I'll explain what the joke means if you don't understand it. But Scary, you were all excited that a celebrity followed you on Instagram.
Yeah, today. And the celebrity was Twinkie the Parrot. Because Twinkie the Parrot is a yellow parrot. And it's really cute. And the parrot goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it talks and it pecks at mirrors. It likes itself. It blows kisses. So yeah, so that's Twinkie the Parrot.
So you said, Elvis, I'm just so excited that I was followed by Twinkie the
Parrot's following me and now talking to me in Twinkie speak. I loved it.
And so I wrote for Elvis to say, oh, that's great. You were followed by Twinkie. And I got followed by a twink.
That is a gay reference. I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn here.
It's usually very a small, thin
person.
And it's not an insult. Because
no, it's not.
The gay community uses it.
Yeah, they use it. They say, he's a twink.
And twinks and different things.
Yeah.
All fabulous. I just...
Right, but
he decided not to do the joke, but that's my unused joke for the day.
Okay, I like it.
All right. Do you want to hear about the old people that I bumped into, or do you want to hear an update on my Dodge dilemma?
Let's go with old people right after this.
Okay. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Okay, so the Dodge dilemma.
you dick. Let's get off of cars for a second. We always talk about cars, automotive, home repair. I want to hear old people.
Okay, there's an update on that. I'll get to that before the podcast, right. I promise. Okay, so I called a new doctor's office for something. And so it's two parts. The first part is the woman on the phone, I don't know where she was from, but I gave her my name and she says, all right, Mr. David, what time? I go, no, just David. Oh, okay. All right. So Mr. David, I go, no, my name's David Brody. You can call me Mr. Brody if you want, or David, but not Mr. David. And she wasn't like, she didn't have an accent from like another country. She's from here. It sounded like she's from here. But who calls people Mr. and their first name? Except hairdressers. Like, who cuts your hair? Mr. Anthony cuts my hair. It was just weird. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah.
To call someone Mr. David?
I think in other cultures they use...
No. She sounded like she's from here. Like, I don't know where in the... She sounded American is what I'm saying. But Mr. David is just a weird... Like, when you call a help desk and you don't know... Like, they're like, you know, they're like, my name's Billy. Like, your name's not Billy, dude. Come on. And you don't know where in the world you're getting. And they go, Mr. David. You're like, okay, I get it. But this woman was at a doctor's office. She didn't have a foreign accent to my knowledge. It didn't seem like it. I was like, Mr. David. And if you're working as a receptionist, wouldn't somebody tell you, like, don't call people by their first name and add a Mr. in front of it?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I get to the doctor's office and there's two old people come in. They look like they're 80. They're very, like, you know, walking slowly. And my husband and wife, I'm assuming. And they check in at the window, you know, the famous doctor window.
Yep.
And she says, hi, can I help you? I guess they both had appointments. So he says, Anderson and Anderson.
Right.
So I say, because I'm maybe 2 feet away, I said,
Anderson Windows. Right?
No.
No? Because Anderson makes windows, I thought.
They do, but he didn't say, my name is Anderson. They said Anderson and Anderson. So I said, oh, it's my favorite law firm. And they looked at me. They looked at me and they didn't laugh. Okay, fine. So they sit down and my phone starts going vroomt, 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 really loud. Now I know already what it is. When my phone vibrates once, it's an Amber Alert.
Yep.
So if you don't know what an Amber Alert is, you should Google that, but I'm assuming everyone knows what an Amber Alert is at this point.
Missing person usually.
Right. Named after a girl named Amber who was abducted, and they came up with this line, the parents petition for a way to alert people.
Yep.
And so the woman says, the guy's phone goes off like 5 seconds after mine. So he goes, what is this? So I said, so the woman goes, I don't know where the buzzing's coming from. It must be a fire drill. We got to get out of here. So it's just the three of us in the waiting room. So she gets up. She's making a run. I'm going to say run for it. She's not running. She's moving, you know, like an old lady. She's like the ginger feet with the orthopedic shoes. She's walking gingerly. So I said, it's not a fire drill. It's an Amber Alert. So he goes, his phone goes off. What's an Amber Alert? I can't imagine the guy's never gotten an Amber Alert on his phone before. So I said, it's an Amber Alert. She says, what's an Amber Alert? It's not a fire drill. I said, no, it means there's a missing child. She says, what? There's a missing child in this building? We got to go find them. So I said, no. It's not a missing child in this building. I'm trying to be polite. I love old people, older people. So I'm like, no. No, ma'am. Mm. No, it's not a missing child. It's a missing child somewhere in New Jersey. And so it's just, well, why are they asking us to find her then? They're not, ma'am. It's just everybody's phone goes off. Well, my phone didn't go off.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a flip phone? Yes. So I don't know if you get them or not. I don't know if you turn them off. I honestly don't know. But her husband's phone is, and he goes, I have an iPhone. And his phone's going, vroom, vroom. I go, yeah, you must have it set up. Maybe she turned texting off on her phone. I don't know, but her phone didn't go off.
Okay.
So the two of them are just sitting there going, an Amber Alert? What kind of alert? Why never? But when she thought it was a fire drill.
I'm like, I love that. Fire drill. But I like the way they do their little old people shuffle because they're wearing the ortho shoes.
Yeah, they were like, yeah. I was like, if there was a fire, someone better carry you out because you're not going to outrun it.
There were some fossils where I was having dinner last night. I went to this place, Augustino's in Hoboken, not a sponsor. And I was with my friend Roland up at the bar, was sitting having dinner there.
His name is Roland up at the bar?
Roland up at the bar. We were rolling up at the bar.
Oh, you said I was with my friend Roland up at the bar.
No, we rolled up to the bar, me and my buddy Brian. Not a toilet, not toilet bowl, Brian.
Not fall asleep on the toilet bowl, Brian?
No, not him. He fell asleep drunk on the toilet bowl in Vegas, and that's where I saw him at 3 o'clock in the morning. Ugh, what a sight. I still have that picture. No, this is a different Brian. This is jet ski Brian. So we're sitting there, and now Augustino's the type of place that's you get your sauce with a side of sass. You know, they're like, what do you want? It's like Moe's Tavern. And like Moe is behind the bar, but there's a female Moe. And, you know, like cleaning the inside of a glass. But it's everyone's Italian in there, but they're real old school Italian, but real like in your face. And then the woman who makes the reservations, we love her to death. Her name is Christine. She still writes with pen and paper into a notebook. And she takes up the seat at the end of the bar. So we're all sitting there. I'm having dinner with Brian. And the bartender is like, the bartender / waitress, because you know she serves all food and drink at that bar. People sit there to eat. She's like, I gotta take this call from my husband. So she's like, yeah. She's like listening on the phone, yep. She goes, oh my God, what a little whore in training. And then she hangs up the phone. And I'm like, what was that all about? She said her husband is a school principal somewhere in New Jersey, and they were having the senior prom, and the husband had to tell this one girl that her dress was so see-through that she either had to wear her coat the entire night for the prom or go home immediately.
No.
Yeah. He goes, he must have just called. Hey, honey, what are you doing? Oh, you're behind the bar? Oh, this is what I'm dealing with. Can you imagine? First of all, I know we're becoming our parents, but was it really that bad when we were kids with senior prom? Where you'd wear a see-through. I mean, I'm picturing the worst here. Like, if your dress is so bad and so see-through that you have to have a coat over it the entire time for 4 hours. How bad of a parent are you that you allow your child to be sent out that way? Unless they're changing in the car when you're not looking, then you can't be blamed. I mean, you have teenage daughters that went through this. One of them is about to go through it.
Right? So how do you respond to this?
I gotta be careful, right? Well, no, you don't. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. We say what's on our mind.
No, I mean, I got to be careful with my kids, not the...
Your kids, I'm sure, were conservative. I don't think anyone's...
No, not so much.
Really?
My youngest is. I wouldn't call them conservative. I was somewhere in between.
I love this. I've never heard you at a loss for words.
I'm not a loss for words, but I would tell you that some of their friends have worn some outfits where I go, what the, I would imagine that their parents did not see them leave the house is what I'm saying. I agree with you.
Right.
I think there's some definite outfit changing or maybe article removing. Like, oh, you had like there's a shoulder wrap, but then they take the shoulder wrap off. Or there was an undergarment that they take off the under the dress thing. So it's a little more sexy when they leave. Oh, I think a lot of young women, teenage girls have two outfits. My wife, when she was a kid, did the same thing.
When I was a kid going to prom.
They go out with the backpack, the second outfit backpack.
Yeah, but
are you kidding?
The second outfit's for the after prom when you go,
I'm talking about like, oh, we're going out. I'm going out to the movies with my friends. They wear the sweatshirt and then they get outside and they switch in the car at the restaurant or they go to the Burger King bathroom and they switch into the risque outfit.
I once changed up in a Burger King bathroom.
Biggie?
No, that is...
You sang it like Biggie.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Come on, you know that song.
No, I do not. I listen to heavy metal.
That's the Humpty Dance.
Oh, see now, if I did like do the Humpty Dance, I got that part. That's about it. I know the video, the big nose, right?
And don't forget, I like the Whopper. Fuck the Big Mac. You know what song that's from?
No.
That is Rob Bass.
Something by Adele.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. That is, it takes two to make a thing go right. He says I like the Whopper. Fuck the Big Mac. I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. Now I remember. Okay. See, everyone has the first verse and chorus memorized.
But no, once you get to the middle of the song, it's all little
it's all like,
muddy.
You're like, oh, I'm out of breath. Whew, okay.
Yeah.
You move on.
So, so what were we talking about?
You wanted to hear my Dodge update. You said that.
Yeah, we're after this, but not right now.
Oh, God damn it.
You son of a bitch.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
No, we were in the middle of a thought before we get there. Hold on. We're talking about something, about proms. Was there more there?
No, the girl had to cover up for 4 hours, and I said that's not uncommon.
Well, I felt bad. I felt bad for her. I could just imagine this poor girl sitting here, a high school senior, the biggest night of her life. She's got to think of all the pictures she's going to appear in, all the social media, and she has to have her coat on. I don't know.
Well, I know some girls at their prom, they try to smuggle drugs in, and then the teachers take the drugs and throw them on the floor and step on them.
They step on them, just like they do at the club.
At the club.
Right. So what's going on with your Dodge?
So the last I left you, the guy, Mr. I had Goodrich. To fight with the guy with the gray hair and the goatee, the gray beard, and he's like, no, we'll get you the part. That was April 21st. So it's been almost 3 weeks.
1 week since you looked at me. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Bernick, ladies. So almost 3 weeks. I decide now, if you remember, there was a guy, I told you the story that the supervisor wasn't there that day. Okay. And I know the supervisor because he used to be the guy who handled my car. Like he was the mid-level guy that was instead of the Maggie who screwed me up, he was my Maggie. So the supervisor got promoted. I know him, but I didn't want to bother him. The guy came back and he's like, I'll give you the free oil change and I'll put some stuff on your tire and I'll get you, you know, I'll do the right thing by you. But I already had a bad experience with him. But I was going to leave it at that. I told you I was going to leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But then 3 weeks went by. I called Maggie and I left her a message on Monday. I said, hey, Maggie, it's been 3 weeks. You told me the part would take 5 days to order. I have no update. You haven't called me to tell me the part's not coming in. Can you please give me a call back? I don't hear anything from Maggie the whole day. So around 5 o'clock, 4:45, I leave a voicemail for the supervisor, just letting him know that, hey man, it's David Brody. I'm sure you remember me. I was your customer for a long time. I have a problem. Maybe you can help me with. So I'm in the car with my friend Jeff, who we're going to the movies. This is Monday, going to the movies, where I cut that guy off in line, and. Jeff says, oh, tell me the story about what happened to you at the Dodge dealership. So I am a third of the way into my very long Dodge story and my phone rings. I said, hold on, Jeff. I got the call. It's Dodge calling me and it's the supervisor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor calls me. He says, hey, David, how's it going? What's the problem? I said, well, to be honest with you, I had a major problem I wasn't going to bother you with, but my current problem is I had a problem on April 21st. And they told me it would be taken care of. The part would be ordered. It's 3 weeks from now, right from then. And there's been no help. He goes, well, what's the problem? Tell me the problem. So I go, Jeff, I'm going to tell the whole story now. You don't have to hear the rest of the story. So I tell the supervisor the whole story, the whole thing you heard on the podcast. And as I'm telling him, he goes, what? The guy said this to you? You're making this part up, right? You can't be serious. I said, no. I said, the guy told me it's our problem and he's taking a loss. He goes, it's not his money. I said, I understand that. And then I said, and the guy told me, you didn't even buy the car here. He said, what does that have to do with anything? Why would anyone say that? I said, I'm furious. He says, forget about it. Whatever you want to make you happy, we're going to do one oil change, make it 2, 3, whatever you need. David, I want to make sure you're happy. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable. The least we could do is give you oil changes. Please. He goes, this is unheard of. I said, can you check to see if the part's ordered? He says, looks, he goes, the part hasn't been ordered. I go,
yeah.
He says, I'm going to get it express from the warehouse. I'm going to get it here as soon as possible. I'm so sorry. You figure out what you want. We will take care of you. He goes, describe the guy. So I describe the guy. I say it's a tall, thin guy with whitish gray hair and a gray like mustache and beard. He goes, I don't know who that is. I can't figure who it is. I said, well, he goes, you don't have anybody with white hair? He goes, none of my guys doesn't fit the description. I said, well, do me a favor. Tomorrow, because it's already Monday at 5 o'clock, everybody's home. When you go in tomorrow, ask Maggie. She'll confirm everything I said, and she'll tell you who it was I was arguing with. He goes, all right, I'll call you at 10 o'clock tomorrow after you get off work. So I tell people, don't call me before 10 o'clock. So he calls me at, I don't know, 10:20. He says, listen, Maggie confirmed everything you said. So just so you know, Slices, I don't embellish. I don't make up part of the story. It's all real. He says, I confirmed everything, that everything was said that you said was said. He says, but I got a problem. I said, what's the problem? He goes, well, there was a reason I couldn't identify the person you were talking about. I said, why is that? He goes, because that's my boss. What?
What?
He says, that's the guy who runs the whole shebang.
Wow.
He goes, I just run the front end. That's my boss. He runs all of service.
And he's never met his boss before?
No, he was thinking about people who work for him. It was some Jamocha that works for him front line.
I see. But it turns out that it was his boss.
It's his boss. He's like, so listen, I'll get you whatever you need, but I'll talk to him. I go, No. Don't talk to him until I get all my stuff. Let me get my car fixed.
By the way, another example of shit rolling downhill.
It rolled uphill this time.
Yeah.
So here he is. So he's on the phone. He's going, I'm going to deal with this person. Don't you worry. Tomorrow when I find out who it was, I'm going to deal with them. I'm like, all right, good. He goes, I just don't know what maybe you're describing them wrong. I go, no, I'm pretty good. My dad was a police officer. I'm pretty good at like identifying witnesses and crime scenes. Like he trained me to be observant.
Yeah.
I know what he looked like.
It's like, I have an analogy from the club from this. And that is when you go to the door and you ask for someone's name and you do the description. The people out front are all a bunch of idiots, right? But you want to go to the guy behind the guy, and they never heard of the person before. When you ask the person with the clipboard and the fucking, you know, the earpiece, they never know who it is. Oh, I never heard of that name before. Oh yeah, I'm gonna text them right now. Text them, and the guy comes out, and they're like, oh yeah. The people that actually fucking own this place, not just the door staff and the security that were hired to run it.
Right. So they're like, oh, we don't know him as Joey. We know him as Mr. Calabrio.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Same exact thing happened, except you had it in an automotive shop.
So can you imagine the guy is like, he's ready to rip someone's head off. He's like, it's my boss. Oh, no.
Overruled.
So I was like, listen, with any luck, you'll be the boss soon. He's like, no, I have to go to him now and tell him we got to get the part. I go, well, don't yell at him because he's your boss. So, yeah, how about that?
He must have gotten a chuckle out of that.
He goes, I didn't want to like ask him any questions. Like, does this surprise you? Is this a thing your boss does? He's like, I'm dumbfounded. He's like, listen, I'm still going to take care of you. Whatever you need, I'll take care of you because I can do that. He goes, but just lay low with it. I was like, okay, no problem.
All right, okay. That's good.
So I'm getting plenty of free dessert. But the point was, he's like, hey, I can't, it's my boss. I'll keep you guys updated on how it turns out when I go in next week. But how about that for a what the fuck?
How about that? Hey, a little update on our friend, the Jersey Kid. I know we love to harass him, and Brody doesn't want him on this podcast ever. And
No. The listeners.
I'm just going to blame it on the listeners. Slices. Listen,
in real life, I love the guy.
Yeah. So Greg T, the Jersey Kid, had a major, major surgery on his C4, C5, C6, C7 discs in his neck, literally where the skull meets the neck by his spinal cord. And there was a lot of stuff involved with that. He could have lost his voice, you know, forever. Let's just put it this way. It was very tricky.
He'll never be able to ask his own D again.
Right. Went to the Hospital of Special Surgery, got it done.
I was operated on there.
Yeah. Spoke to the guy. He spoke to him on Saturday. He was already sitting up. He had a neck brace. He was home. He was able to go for light walks, and he's just enjoying life, but he's 3 to 6 weeks, I believe, in this thing. But we want to say we love you. We miss you.
He's not going to hear this. But if you follow Greg T, and I don't remember what his Instagram is. He changed it.
Greg T. KTU
or something. It's another radio station. Yeah. That's, I couldn't remember what it was. Oh, that reminds me. I have something else. Remind me something. License plate. Remind me license plate. Right. He won't hear this. So just go on his Instagram and wish him well.
And tell him the Brooklyn Boys sent you. You know, yeah, definitely give us some credit, because I feel like we need a little bit of that with him, a little redemption, because he doesn't think we have any faith in the guy. He's actually doing really, really well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So there
but
you
anyway,
go.
But anyway, okay, so speaking of, his radio station name is in his Instagram handle. That makes sense, right? Because you're promoting your radio station, and Instagram is social media where you're promoting your radio station.
So as long as you're hired by that radio station.
Right. So I used to, well, you could always change it back, but I used to work for Red Robin many years ago. Red Robin. And one of the owners had a license plate that said Red Robin. I don't know if it was like RD and then Robin, like there were letters missing, but you knew it spelled Red Robin. And I'm like, well, you own the place. I get it. I driving home this week from work one day, I see a car. I'm not going to say who it was or what it said, but it said the name of their radio station as their license plate. Like the name of the radio station. It was if my license plate said Z100, nothing else, just Z100, right? Yep. It was the name of their radio. I'm assuming this person worked at that radio station.
Yeah.
Right? Would you ever do that?
Hell no.
Would you put your job name on your license plate?
On your vanity plate? They call those vanity plates when you get right, the special lettering.
Which, by the way, it's very hard to change. Like, if you get fired, you got to go to motor vehicle right. And trade in the plate because you don't work there anymore.
It's actually one step down from a tattoo of the same type. I mean, you wouldn't tattoo your job's name on your...
Well, some people do. Like, athletes will put, like, Miami Dolphins on their arm. And then you go, and then they get traded. I've seen a lot of football players get traded when they put the, well, you're like, I never thought I was going to get it. But of course you did.
I was a franchise player.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so no, yeah. That's a bad move. I wouldn't do that. But plus I don't want to be identified like that. And if I cut somebody off, then they're like, which guy from that radio station is that in that fucking car? And it's like, oh, it's right. David Brody. Oh, okay. You're an asshole.
Well, they assume you work for that radio station. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're actually giving the station a bad... You're representing the station on the road wherever you go. Right. I mean, it's wrong on all kinds of levels. Fuck that.
Right. Unless you're implying that, you know, you're just a big fan of the radio station.
Right.
Now, we have a guy who used to have a license plate that said something Z100-ish. Right? Yeah. Wasn't it like Z100.3 or something?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention who it was, but that's not who I'm talking about. Yeah. So... I thought the license plate was cool that he got the license plate. I just don't know if I would do that.
Nah. I mean, okay. You know what I would love on my license plate?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Brooklyn, or any form of it.
The Voice! Oh, wait a minute. Are we done?
We are done!
All right, in that case, I'm going to Brooklyn!
The Voice from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Voice from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.